As Father Don indicated last week, if you were here, the Gospels that we are reading right now for the next couple more Sundays, but starting last week, we're reading from the Bread of Life discourse in John chapter 6. So it's not the usual cycle. We're in cycle B, so normally we would read from Mark, but every once in a while the church has interjected the Gospel of John with Mark because Mark is a rather short gospel. So last week, you may remember the gospel story was about Jesus feeding the multitude from just a few barley loaves and a couple of fish. So this is one of those situations where we can make a direct connection between the first reading and the gospel. It doesn't happen all the time, but it works quite well this week. So first of all, with the first reading, the Israelites complain before Moses about the conditions they are in. Lack of food, a lack of water, meat, and so on. And God patiently responds to each request. But as the story continues, the Israelites eventually complain about that as well. Nothing seems to satisfy them. But before we go judging them, maybe it's good just to think, isn't that like us to some degree? The deserts of our lives expose our complaints. God, why did you do that? Or God, why didn't you do that? The desert is that place of testing. Testing our trust in the providence of God. Do we trust that God knows what is best and when it is time to provide for a certain need? Of course, if you're like me, I know what is best for me. I know what I need. But maybe something to consider is, what's the difference between need and want? Maybe I want something, but maybe now is not the best time for it. Or perhaps God has something better in mind. Or maybe I get what I asked for, but then I quickly descend and I complain that I don't have something else. Our spiritual life sometimes goes in and out of these phases for a variety of reasons. We're told that we need things for fulfillment or happiness, and so it becomes easy for us to be jealous of others if we can't get them, but they can. We get that thing, perhaps, but then we are not filled up. So we move on to the next perceived need. Or perhaps something is taken away, then we throw that spiritual tantrum because it's hard to let that go. Detachment is a necessary part of the desert experience of our lives, not only for Israel, but also for each one of us. They worked at peeling away all those idols that prevented them from being in full covenant relationship with God. What are the idols that trap us, that prevent us from being in that full covenant relationship? Okay, so that covers the first reading. And so we ask ourselves, well, that's good and fine, but what is it that we really need? And perhaps the gospel provides the clue to the answer. The audience of Jesus' day and the biblical authors would more than likely have made the tie to the desert experience of the Israelites as he talks about being bred and being fed. Our constant frantic search for fulfillment is often offered through people, honor, food, sex, possessions, drugs, alcohol, and all the earthly things that this world can offer. While all of that can be temporarily satisfying, Jesus offers us something totally radical I am the bread of life, he says. Your soul will be completely full if you take me in. Walk with me. Spend time with me. If we do that, then our time won't be wasted on searching for material things that leave us empty and don't bring us the fulfillment we long for and desire. We wander this life, just as the Israelites did, sometimes seeking and trying to find that one thing that will cure the emptiness that we feel, and still find ourselves stuck in the wasteland. When what we need is right in front of us and waiting and longing for that relationship. God demonstrated great patience with the Israelites as they worked to figure out in the years of the desert and beyond the need for God. And God continues to manifest that same patience with you and I. God sent his Son not to condemn the world, but to show us that all we need and want can truly be found in him. If only we access it, if only we would tap into it. Are we willing to trust that our true bread, our true nourishment that our soul longs for, that fills us up, is right here in front of us, right here at the table, the altar, the source and summit of all that we are in our Christian lives is found right here. If we truly believe that, wouldn't we run to that altar? May we not be afraid to leave our own perceived wants and needs and embrace the abundance of God in eternal life. We find glimpses of this satisfaction in the sacraments, especially in the Eucharist, where God sends a clear sign that Christ is truly present with us. But this isn't something that is meant to be a selfish gift, a gift that we hold on to and cling to without letting go. The true fulfillment that we long for is found in Christ, and then we are told we need to give it away.